Hi, this is Allison Gingras, host of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, your on-air book club. A Seeking Heart features daily live discussions, weekly giveaways, and author interviews. We don't just review books, we share them, and you're invited to participate by calling in or posting your comments on social media. The best part, no reading necessary. I got you covered. Please visit A Seeking Heart show page on breadboxmedia.com for showtimes and featured books. Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good Monday morning. Well, it's the fourth Monday of the month, and usually we are joined by Christina Trinidad. If you tuned in just to hear Christina, I'm sorry. You're stuck with just me for today. Christina is starting a college course. I'm so excited for her. And so she can't come live for the rest of the year. Totally sad about that. But we will be running some of our encores. We had so much fun with Christina. And God willing, she will be back with us back in 2017. I will miss her. She makes me laugh. But perhaps we can sneak her in some other day during the rest of the year. There's still many months to go. But if you've tuned in for our normal show with Christina today, we're going to be with just me. But I thought, how can I replace Christina Trinidad? Oh, I know. We'll talk about Mother Teresa. All right. They really don't compete with each other. But I think Christina could totally be a saint someday. Expect her to be. We're all called to be saints someday. That's why we look to saints, why we canonize saints. Though in my notes, I did have that we were ordaining Mother Teresa. Not sure sometimes where my brain goes. Luckily, I caught it before I spoke it in any kind of authority. We are not ordaining Mother Teresa. We are canonizing her on September 4th. What does that mean? It means that the church will officially recognize Blessed Mother Teresa as a saint of the church, which is so exciting. We all kind of knew when she was living. You know, how many times did you refer to her as a living saint, to somebody with a heroic virtue who lived their life so dedicated to God and to God, Christ's call in our life to be him in the world, to be Christ in the world, to live the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy. Those are the calls in our life to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and pray for the living and the dead and comfort the afflicted. And there's 14 of them, and they are truly amazing calls from our Lord to live as he lived and to be as he is. So we have wonderful Mother Teresa, who is going to be canonized again on September 4th of this year. I've always had a really close, because I think it's because she's a modern saint, that to live in the same time as somebody who is so virtuous, to see them following Christ, even though most of her living, her life lived on this earth, I wasn't exactly following Christ and his teaching. I was kind of that lukewarm at best during most of her life. It was hard to not notice that Mother Teresa was living at the same time. And then she passed away about the same time I lost one of my babies in a miscarriage of it. What's called a fetal demise means that the baby just was growing in my womb, and then we went to find her heartbeat, or his heartbeat, and sadly it was gone. It was right around the time with Princess Diana and Mother Teresa, so their deaths are both very, and just special to me. I just felt like, you know, what a great way for my child to enter into heaven as through with Mother Teresa, because I picture them in line together. And of course, the Catholic Church, I have to be clear about this because I've been in trouble for saying this before. So the Catholic Church, it says in the Catechism that we cannot be because we believe that baptism is a necessity for entry into heaven, and children who die in the womb are not able to be baptized, we have to rely on the goodness and the mercy of God in our belief that they are in heaven. Well, I can't believe in a good and gracious God and not believe that he doesn't take these very innocent beings. They had no chance to sin. There's no doubt in my mind that they are a soul, they are a being the minute they are conceived. And there's no doubt in my mind that both of my children, who have named one Chris and one Diana, there's no doubt that the two of them are in heaven, my own special saints, my own intercessors. Now I've just shared them with you, so now you can, you could also have your own little special intercessor. I was always afraid to pray to somebody like Saint Teresa of Lisieux, Saint Therese of Lisieux, that I always felt like, oh, she's so busy. There's so many people praying to her and asking for roses. I don't want to ever pray to her, so I would avoid her. I pray to her a lot now. I realize that the intercessory gift that she has in heaven goes way beyond anything I can comprehend. And she can hear all of us and bring all of our prayers to God in perfection and ask for his blessing upon, or his grace upon, whatever it is that we need. But I use Chris and Diana an awful lot. And again, because one of them, it was Diana, you can see where I got that name, right? Passed away at the same time as Mother Teresa. I always felt like this, just this really closeness to Mother Teresa, and very excited that she will be Saint Mother Teresa as of September 4th. So I thought, after I learned that Christina couldn't be with us today, that I would use today to share just a little bit about Mother Teresa, some of the many books that have been sent to me over the last few weeks, the coming out in perfect timing, of course, coinciding with her canonization. A few of those would be A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve, by Mother Teresa. It's her posthumously. That's not funny. It's not posthumous is the word I was going for there. Her posthumous, some of the things have never been published by her. It's also testimonies from people who knew her, who worked with her, talking about her life and her work. It's a beautiful book. I absolutely loved it. It has all to do with the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, which have a very, very special place in my heart. I've been writing a course for Providence, the Diocese of Providence, on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. So I've been kind of engrossed with them for a few months now. So to see the different ways that they can be lived out in a person's everyday ordinary life is, of course, very encouraging. Another one of the books that's out now is The Love That Made Mother Teresa by David Scott. That's out from Sophia Institute Press. Praying with Mother Teresa, Insights and Wisdom of St. Teresa of Calcutta. That's out from Susan Conroy, Marian Press. And that will actually, I believe it actually lands, as they say, September 4th. And another one was St. Teresa of Calcutta, Missionary Mother and Mystic by Carrie Walters. And that's out from Franciscan Media. Now, I don't have all of those books in my hands. I won't be talking in depth about many of them. I will be talking in depth about A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve, Mother Teresa. And it's edited, and there's an intro by Father Brian, name too long for me to pronounce. I'll have it in the show notes. I'm not even going to try. It's way beyond my comprehension. But Father Brian is in charge of her what do you call that? Yes, her sainthoodness. There's a word for it. It's on this piece of paper. This should not be difficult. He's the priest who was the postulator. It means he was in charge of the cause. There's the word. Not tough words. It's Monday morning. It's every word's tough for Allison on Monday morning. It's the after a vacation, especially. The cause of the beatification and canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. He was the director also of the Mother Teresa Center. And Father Brian is the author of New York Times bestseller, Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light, one of the best books ever written for people who are trying to be holy and feel just in a desert, like just not feeling it, as they say. So Come Be My Light was I let somebody borrow it. And honestly, I don't think it ever made it back to my shelf. Maybe time to put that one on my Kindle. I also want to share with you a little bit of a new book that I happen to be a contributor to, and up until this weekend didn't realize how much of a contributor I was to the new Catholic Moms Prayer Companion, a book of daily reflections. I thought I had written 7, but somehow had talked myself into, after I saw all the other contributors posting contributed 4 reflections, I'm like, I think maybe it's just in my head that I contributed 7. How mighty big of me. That's not the word I'm looking for, but but I did. I actually did write 7 reflections for the Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion, a book of daily reflections. I keep saying devotionals. A devotional is just, it's another word for reflection. It's every morning. These books are so wonderful for reading in the morning, your morning prayers. They're short. They have, I love that there was 80 different contributors, because there's so many different voices to start your day with, or maybe end your day with, or have your lunch with. When we come back, I realized over the weekend that I actually wrote the September 5th reflection, which is about Mother Teresa. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to share with you my contribution to the Catholic Moms Prayer Companion. I'm hoping that my brain is going to wake up a little bit more and that words won't be so difficult. Please stay tuned. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are talking today about Mother Teresa. We're getting ready for her canonization on September 4th. And I also wanted to share with you out today. I think it actually came out over the weekend. Alex was just telling me during the break that his mom got her copy over the weekends. And I had heard it was coming out a little early. The Catholic Moms Prayer Companion, a book of daily reflections, which Allison keeps calling devotionals. It's the same thing. They're just these short, beautiful, one for every single day of the year. They start with a quote or a Bible verse and then a reflection, followed then by a short prayer and a question to ponder. And in preparing for the show this week, I'm so excited. We're going to actually do the next 3 days. We're going to be a very special kickoff of the Catholic Moms Prayer Companion. I have Lisa Hendy, the founder of CatholicMom.com, and my dear friend. She will be here tomorrow. And that's on Tuesday. What's more? August. Oh, gosh. August 30th already. I know that's an old lady thing to say when you keep talking about how time passes so quickly. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, we have 4 of the contributors here. We have Carissa Turney, Sarah Dam, Roxanne Solonen, and Colleen Dugan. And I'm sure I have just murdered every single one of their last names, but I am so excited to spend time speaking with them. We'll have 2 per day. And it's so funny to have read, like, they're CatholicMom.com contributors like I am, and to have read them for so many years and to actually now get to hear their voice is going to be really fun. And I'm looking forward to hearing about what brought them to CatholicMom.com, how they became a contributor to this book. Again, over 80 contributors to Catholic Mom's Prayer, the Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion, out from Ave Maria Press. And they each wrote four of the reflections, and they're all so different in voice, and but yet all of them bring you to a great place each day to get closer to God. And I don't know about you, but finding time to be quiet has always been a difficulty, especially when my kids were younger. I was never a morning, early morning riser. It wasn't like I was going to get up before they got up, ever. I was a night person, and I would pray at night, but there is just some beauty to starting your day with Christ. Obviously giving him the whole day. I'd pretty much about 10 years ago started to add to my daily, more like the minute I woke up, I would say this really quick prayer, which I realized later was a rhyme. You know, Lord, I give you this day all I think and do and say, and just kind of asking him to be with me, to guide me, trying to remember to ask my guardian angel to guide me and to keep me on the right track, to protect and always, of course, I've talked about this before, how I always looked at my guardian angel just as a protector, but there's so much more. They're there to enlighten us, guide us, guard us. This is just such a beautiful gift from God that each and every one of us has our own guardian angel. So to spend that morning, that few minutes, and with the Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion, you really don't have to have a lot of time. You could, while you're waiting for your coffee to brew, if you still brew coffee, if you're like me in the Keurig, you may not get quite as far with that in the morning, but it doesn't take long. And it really is an amazing, amazing way to kickstart your day. And it's a small book. You can throw it in your purse, your desk drawer, anywhere. And the glove compartment of your car, if you're somebody you don't want to be reading in traffic. But perhaps it can be that quick read you have before you enter into school or the office. And just sometimes we need that reminder that we need to bring Christ with us to work, to school, if school is work, that we just can't leave him home and that he needs to come with us. So again, the Catholic Mom Prayer Companion with Lisa Hendy, Carissa Turney, Sarah Diem, Roxanne Solonen, and Colleen Dugan with us this week. And then this will be the long weekend. So Friday through Monday will be encores as we all just bid a farewell to summer, which I'm sorry, don't hate me, but I do not like summer. I am very happy for the fall to come. I love sweaters. I love jeans. I love not having humidity in the air and hopefully kicking this very itchy, whatever it is my skin has decided to do this summer. It's always something with me. Always something. Sorry. I accept it, Lord, because I know that in sharing in your suffering, I will then someday share in your glory. No suffering should be wasted. Just offering it all up, right? I'd love that. My grandmother used to say that. I used to get so angry. Now I completely see the validity and wisdom in those words. Preparing for the show, I was going through day by day through the Catholic Mom Prayer Companion, and I was looking for the dates of my guests. And then I stumbled across something I had no idea. I wrote September 5th, which was St. Teresa of Calcutta. She's being canonized on the 4th, but I don't know if that means her. I should have really looked this up, but sorry, I'll have to look it up for tomorrow. Whether her holy day is going to be, her feast day will be September 5th. But according to the Catholic Mom Prayer Companion, September 5th will be her feast day. And I shared a quote from her. It said, "Be faithful in small things, because it is in them that your strength lies." I'm one of those people who really believes that we are called to be holy in our everyday, ordinary life. Even if when I had Father Bartunek here, he really reiterated that there's 30 years of a hidden life of Christ. We see him a brief moment when he's 12, obviously when, you know, his birth, when he's a toddler, at the presentation, when he's 12, but then we don't see him really. And he's, Father Bartunek reminded us, like, that stuff doesn't happen by accident. It's not like nobody knew what to write, so they just figured, well, we'll just skip ahead. Yeah, we have nothing to say about Jesus, so let's just get to the good stuff, where his ministry is. No, there's a purpose for that. A purpose to show each and every one of us that there is holiness to be found in everyday, ordinary things, in work, in taking care of your family, in the nitty-gritty of dishes and laundry and all of those things that we kind of can't escape. We have to do these things. We have to cook food. We have to grocery shop. Thank you, Jesus, by the way, for Peapod. I am not a grocery shopper. Absolutely despise. I don't know. Something must have happened to me when I was a kid in a grocery store because I get so depressed in there. I don't understand why, but there is just something about grocery shopping, but I'm really grateful to have Peapod. It also saves me a great amount of time. But there is, even when I do have to drag myself there to buy stuff, that is a service to my family. There is a great, there's always an opportunity for holiness. I shared a couple years ago here about when on my birthday, I went for a mani-pedi. That's all I wanted. And my mother-in-law was very generous, gave me a gift certificate. But something that morning made me say, Lord, let me be your voice today. Use me today in any way you'd like. And so my relaxing mani-pedi went from being a relaxing manicure-pedicure to a chance to share my faith with the young girl doing my nails. It's a very small salon. It was just her and I in the room. And I wear a crucifix always around my neck with a miraculous medal. And it kind of got her attention. And she just started talking about how she used to be Catholic, no longer wished to be. And she had all these misconceptions of why she had left the faith. And it was this very ordinary task of celebrating my birthday with a special treat that the Lord showed me that holiness happens in every moment. And I don't know whatever happened. I don't know if my words in any way inspired her to give the Catholic Church a second look. I know she was very surprised by my knowledge of Scripture. She was very surprised by my love of the sacraments, and especially reconciliation, confession. She had never thought of it the way that I do, as a gift of this chance to be unburdened and then be graced to go forth a stronger person, and you know, and empowered by the sacraments, and not this chance just to share my guilt. So on this day, September 5th, I write about being that everyday ordinary, and I write about being a sheepdog, and I won't read it all to you because we're running to the end of today's, but basically it was this call to ministry, and I thought, Lord, I can't be a shepherd. I don't have the strength. I don't have the wisdom. I don't have any of the intellect that is required to be a shepherd. And in that moment, I write, I saw myself as a sheepdog. The sheepdog does not add up the number of sheep and then decide to assist his master. He simply follows the shepherd's command and herds the flock. Whether God expands the ministry or is no longer an issue for me, my strength, I have discovered, lies in being faithful in small matters. And I'm just so grateful that I don't have to be a shepherd. I nearly need to be a sheepdog. And then my question to ponder for that day is, do you sometimes feel discouraged because the work you are doing seems insignificant or goes unnoticed? And Mother Teresa reminds us that that's an okay thing. That it's in the small things, the things that people may never notice, that God never misses. And it's those things that bring us closer to holiness and to be saints ourselves. We come back, we're going to look at a couple of new books about Mother Teresa. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Alice and Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I receive a lot of books, and I wish I could have them all on and share them with you. But when I felt the call from God to do this show, A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, I knew that I was called to talk about books in a very different way. I love that there are books shows out there. There's shows out there that talk about books every day. They will have the author on. The author just tells you about the book. But I wanted to do something that wasn't being done. And if you've listened for any time, you know that we try to do just one book a week. And that book we go into depth. It's your on-air book club, as I say. I love to talk about books in depth. Like, what does this book make me think about? Because for me, that's what spiritual reading is all about. Spiritual reading is really about how I am growing in my faith and how I am growing spiritually, and what God's trying to tell me through these spiritual writers' words. So when I get so many, I can't share them all. So I was getting, obviously, a great number to do with Mother Teresa because of her canonization being on September 4th. So I just thought today, again, when I was able to connect with Christina Trinidad for the day, that I would pull out a few. Well, I'm not exactly sure what I think some of them were just messages, emails saying, would you like this book? And me realizing I can't cover it, so I didn't ask for it. But one that I did receive was A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve, Mother Teresa, and it's by Mother Teresa. It is from Image Books. This is from Crown Publishing Group, a division of Penguin Random House. I don't get a whole lot from them. I used to love Image. Image, unfortunately, is one of the few publishing houses that was just solely Catholic, that has been kind of downsized and is being done away with, which just makes me sad. But that happens. You know, that's why I'm always saying, please patronize Catholic bookstores, Catholic publishers, buy your books, share your books, share the knowledge of these books with others so that we can keep them afloat. But Image is still putting out some books, and this was one of them that I received, A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve. And it is edited by the priest in charge of her canonization cause, Father Brian... I don't even know if I can do this. Kodalojek. We're going to go with that and hope that I'm at least close. And we'll call him Father Brian from now on. And I will include his last name in the show notes. In this book, we have a posthumous book featuring never before published material by Peace Prize winner Mother Teresa. The book is published to coincide with Pope Francis's Year of Mercy and the Vatican's September 4th canonization of Mother Teresa to sainthood, which is so cool. We see in A Call to Mercy, Mother Teresa offers her wisdom and her example on how we can show compassion in our everyday lives, and discusses topics such as the need for us to visit the sick and the imprisoned, the importance of honoring the dead and informing the ignorant, the necessity to bear our burdens patiently and forgive willingly. Oh, that was a really good chapter, FYI, and I definitely will be including a lot of those lessons into my forgiveness retreats going forward. The purpose, it also talks about the purpose to feed the poor and pray for all. And lastly, the greatness of creating heaven on earth through personal service to others. That's a difficult one, but as Mother Teresa teaches us, not an impossible one, and not one we can just ignore because it's difficult. I know that that for me is one of the things I struggle with the hardest. As a mom, I feel like I'm already serving so many people. I have a husband, I have three kids, I have parents, I have siblings. I feel like I'm working. I feel like what's left for me? And I am blessed that I'm in ministry, so I guess I have to, in a way, look at how I serve. But you know, do I really step out and do the most that I can, or do I do the bare minimums? And do I ask God what He wants me to do? Like, that's another big thing that I learned from reading Mother Teresa, again, A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve. One of the things I learned is that listening to God, discerning what God wants you to do. And it's not often what we want to do. In fact, I feel like it's almost like the harder or the most resistant I am to that nudging in my heart, probably the more closely it is linked to what God is saying to me to do. The book features never-before-published testimonials by people who were close to Mother Teresa, as well as prayers and suggestions for putting the ideas above into practice. I really enjoyed this book, and I'm glad that for some whatever reason I didn't tell them not to send it. And I also, I have this thing about how books feel. I love Kindle. Like, that's a very useful, incredible technology added to our world. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm still one of those people who likes the feel of a book. This is a hardcover book with those pages that, you know, those, I don't even know how you explain it, but, you know, the pages have a little bit of a wear to them, and they have that great feel, like they're a heavier weight book of page. And I refrain from writing in it for now, but I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to refrain from writing in it forever, because I think it will be one of those books that is very useful in my prayer life. You know, put it right underneath my Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion, read that, and then move on to some words from Mother Teresa to remind me how to live out the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, to pray for others, to comfort the afflicted, to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful. There are so many things that we are called to do, but I don't always know how to do that in my own life. So to have these concrete, amazing examples and testimonials from those who saw Mother Teresa living them out is kind of an invaluable tool to have here from Image Books. So I just kind of went through randomly and picked out a few I wanted to share with you. Here we have Know Your Faith Well. And I also love, and the reason I guess maybe I thought of it as this prayer companion, is that there's just these little short blurbs, not even full paragraphs, just some of them are just a few sentences that you can just contemplate that one little thought for the day. For instance, here's Know Your Faith Well. Know your faith well, sisters. We must know the faith, love the faith, and live the faith. And of course, this is Mother Teresa in her own words. These are, in fact, the section is called her words. Know your faith well, sisters. We must know the faith, love the faith, and live the faith. Know, love, and live. It is so important for us to teach catechism. Prepare your classes well. Don't go with just anything. Take the trouble to really give. When I was a Loreto nun, I was in charge of all the school. I was teaching all day religion, geography, and so on. Lots of responsibility, plus doing accounts and so on. All these sisters who are teaching will also need to prepare. Teach the people their faith. In the soup kitchen, you should have at least 10 minutes of instruction of faith. Teach the catechism to the children, to the families. When the sisters first began here, they used to teach the children in their homes and gather their families at the time so that all could learn together. And she goes on to talk about different ways that we can teach. Now, this reminded me, here we're starting September, just around the corner. This would be my first year in probably 20-something years. I started teaching catechism at 16, kind of actually how I met my husband. He was the caretaker at the church, and my girlfriend talked me into teaching religious education with her. And boy, was I happy I did once I looked out the window and saw the cute caretaker mowing the lawns. That poor first grade class, when my friend wasn't there to help me teach and he happened to be mowing outside the window, I'd be like, hey, just read the book. But Miss Allison, we don't know how to read. Just look at the pictures. And I'm staring at the cute guy. But just the lesson here, I thought, was just to be prepared to teach the faith whenever you can, wherever you are. And it doesn't mean you have to be the greatest theologian. It just means you need to know what God has done for you. And to prepare, you can read the scriptures, you know, read your children's catechism books. If you're not the teacher, read it, share it with them. You could learn something. I think probably the most I've learned about my faith, aside from the time in Bible study and faith sharing group and book club, was in teaching and reading the catechism, reading the religious ed from the other side, from the student side, and going, oh, I didn't know that. Or fielding questions and having to find the answers. We come back, I'm going to look at some more here in this book, A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve, Mother Teresa Image Books, Crown Publishing, Penguin Random House. That is a mouthful. Don't miss the rest of this week's show, too, as well as we're going to be looking at the Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion with some of the contributors, including Lisa Hendy. Don't go away. We have much more today on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are talking today about Mother Teresa, some of the books that have been sent to me to prepare for this incredible, incredible day on September 4th, her canonization. Also, just to let you know that tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be talking about the Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion. We'll have Lisa Hendy here tomorrow and then some of the other contributors on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm so honored to be part of that process. I mean, that project, especially after I realized I did 7 of them. Yay me! It is so the Holy Spirit, because as I reread them, I'm like, really? I said that? Oh, that's fun. Or, wow, that was insightful. It's the beauty of writing for Christ is that you have no responsibility in it but to show up. Just that whole, you know, let me be your hands kind of thing. Let me be your fingers to type and I'm good to go. Some of the books that I wanted to share with you, just this one I'm going to go into a little bit more depth, A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve, Mother Teresa from Image Books. But some of them I want to draw your attention to. Also from the same editor, Father Brian, starts with a K, it's really long. I'll put in the show notes. He also did Come Be My Light, and which was just incredible. It was an incredible book about Mother Teresa's 20 plus years of darkness, of spiritual darkness, and how she stayed faithful. And if you're someone who's struggling to feel God in your life, this is the book for you. Other ones, Loyola Press, No Greater Love, also by Mother Teresa. That one's older, but absolutely beautiful book. The Love That Made Mother Teresa, this is a new one out from Sophia Institute Press by David Scott. Praying with Mother Teresa, Insights and Wisdom of St. Teresa of Calcutta by Susan Conroy. Susan left everything and went by herself to India to serve alongside of Mother Teresa. Talk about a living saint. This is out from Marian Press. And another one, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Missionary Mother Mystic by Carrie Walters, Franciscan Media. Some really great stuff for us to read and to share during this wonderful year of mercy and the canonization of a great saint of our time, Mother Teresa. I also wanted to draw attention to just total God sentence moment when I was online this morning doing my social media and just kind of seeing what was out there. Popped into my news feed from Tracy Buas Smith, 10 simple ways to celebrate the canonization of Mother Teresa with your family, a slice of smithlife.com. Just a couple of them off the list. One, talk about how to become a saint. Number one, you must be dead. Just kidding. But it's a great conversation. It's like, what does the church do? What does the church, you know, feel you must do to be a saint, and how does this actual sainthood happen? It's been kind of fun for me as a huge devotee of Father Patrick Peyton. The priest in charge of his cause is actually one of the priests at my church, Father David Marsham, and Father Peyton is buried just 20 minutes away where I go for confession. And to be able to make that pilgrimage and pray there, but then to follow this process of Father Peyton becoming a saint has been pretty remarkable. So talk about how do you become a saint. She shared some videos on her blog post as well. Read books. Then she gave some suggestions, some great children's books, as well as some of those for adults. What else does she have there? Oh, Glory Stories from Holy Heroes has a CD from Mother Teresa. There's a great video of Mother Teresa speaking. It's one of the things about modern saints, like Father Peyton and Jose Maria Escriva. These are some of my favorite modern day saints that we have videos that we can hear their voice. We can learn from them, be taught by them. Of course, Bishop Sheehan, Archbishop Sheehan is another one. Lots of coloring pages. There's a whole coloring page phenomenon going on right now. She had some really lots of links for coloring pages for Mother Teresa. And speaking of coloring books, Pauline Books and Media has two new beautiful coloring books. They came at like the perfect timing in my life. I went to the post office, and then Faith and I were heading to confession. I didn't realize until I had gotten to the post office that I didn't really have anything for Faith to do while I was having my confession. But lo and behold, the Lord provided, and the books came from Pauline Books and Media. They're two beautiful coloring books, and Faith was enthralled with them. And as Faith would have it, she carries a pocketbook with her all the time, which is so cute. This 10-year-old who does everything Mama does. And in it was colored pencils. And she was a happy, happy girl. I can't wait to color some of them with her. We have this just one more week before she goes back to school. And she also talks about, Tracy Smith also talks about the Shining Light dolls. There's a giveaway. There's a new Mother Teresa doll. Oh, my goodness. I've featured the Shining Light dolls here before. They are so adorable. Go check out A Slice of Smith Life and find out all these ways that you can celebrate Mother Teresa's canonization. There's food recipes, there's books, there's videos, there's coloring pages. There's so much fun things for you to do with your family. I think it should be a celebration. You know, as Father Bartunek, who did summer meditations from Loyola Press, Ligori Publications. He was here last week. The week before last. See, that vacation week completely threw me off. But I loved how he talked about there's a virtue of playfulness and a virtue of celebration built into this faith that the Lord wants us to celebrate great things. Like, think about Sunday as a celebration, and we're called to it every single week. It's part of our faith is to celebrate with great joy the things that happen in our faith, including the canonization of saints, that every single one of us is called to be a saint. And that seems overwhelming sometimes. Like, I'll never be a saint. I don't have heroic virtue. I don't think to put other people before me first. And I don't I don't pray enough, or I don't go to church enough, or there's all these different things that we think are banning us from being a saint. But really, sainthood starts in our hearts, and God has placed it there in our hearts. And all we need to do is turn to it and turn to Him and look at the lives of the saints. No, we're not going to leave our lives and head off to India or Africa or Haiti like my friends, the Alberts, and become missionaries. But we can be missionaries in our own backyard. We can be missionaries in our own home. There are always things that we can learn from these great saints that we can become great saints ourselves. We just canonized last October Saint Therese's parents. Like, her mother died young of breast cancer, and her dad, he didn't do anything great besides teach his family how to pray. You know, his great example of getting on his knees every day. Every day his family saw him get on his knees and pray. If that's all we do is show our family how to get closer to Christ, we're going to be saints. And we can reach out beyond our homes without, you know, again, getting on a plane to foreign lands, where we can serve our churches. We can teach religious education. We can join the St. Paul Society and help feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and give shelter to the homeless. We can do these things in our everyday, ordinary life. And I think that if there's any lesson that I'm taking away from Mother Teresa, it's to listen to how God's calling me to be a saint. What is He calling me to do? And I love this chapter here where she talks about being a joyful saint. And this is a testimony about her example. It says, coming with frowns and scowls, going away with radiant faces. Although Mother had to deal with crowds whenever she attended a meeting, she always gave much time, attention, and interest to individuals. I often marveled at her untiring energy, her calmness, and her charming smiles that seemed to have an effect stronger than analgesic drugs. You know, the drugs that make you fall asleep. I have seen people coming to her with personal problems, with frowns and scowls, who a little later went away with radiant faces. She had the gift of touching hearts with peace, of anointing them with oil of gladness and joy. Now, there's a little bit more here, but I wonder if I have that same gift of touching hearts with peace and anointing them with oils of gladness and joy. My family would say not so much. She wrote to us, God did such great things for all of us, especially for you. If we only let Him do it, He does it so beautifully. With some help, I am sure you will make it to a real Nazareth where Jesus can come and rest a while with you. I am really happy for you. The sunshine breaks on all darkness, even spiritual darkness. I saw your faces full of smiles already. Thank God. Lots to think of today, and I really, again, want to recommend this book, A Call to Mercy, Hearts to Love, Hands to Serve, Mother Teresa Image Books. It's a very big book filled with, it's a 300-page book filled with just nuggets of wisdom from Mother Teresa, and of course, the example that she was, and those who witnessed her being Christ in the world. We can learn so much from her. Tomorrow, we will have Lisa Hendy here talking about the Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion, this 366-day devotional of which I am so blessed to be a part of, sharing 7 reflections in this wonderful book, including how to be a sheepdog. Oh, and the other one that made me crack up was the Corral Mum. I'll talk about that one tomorrow. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.